Triple M Footy lives on Listener. Thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Reedy's Mail.
Zach Lomax, talks expected to take place next week. Reedy, still expected to push for a release?
Yeah, I think so, Gussie. I mean, obviously it's been one of the sort of simmering stories throughout the early part of the season. It sort of we revealed it earlier in the year, and then they put it on hold for 4 weeks because they wanted to get into the season and see how they went. And the expectation is that there's no official time or date set next week for a meeting or talks, but the expectation is that someone from the Zach Lomax camp will put a call into the Dragons. Those discussions will start again. And as I said, the expectation is that he will push ahead, or his camp at least will ask for a release. If not immediately, then at the end of the year. And then it just becomes a matter of whether the Dragons want to go down that path. My sense is it will depend on what's possibly out there for them. You know, if they can let Zach go and if they can do a swap deal immediately, maybe that's on the table. That's unlikely. If they can free up some cash at the end of the year and go shopping with that money, and it's a significant amount of money, and they know that they'll be able to find someone with it, then I think it's a good chance of happening. And then we've got to see how it all plays out. But obviously, if he leaves the Dragons, Parramatta's in the box seat to sign him. So it's going to be a big story next week, I think.
Yeah, good stuff. I mean, what are Brisbane looking at Jakowski to cover for their injuries? He wants to be transferred from the Cowboys to the Broncos on compassionate grounds. Is that right? His mum lives in Brisbane, I think.
Yeah, his mum's sort of, well, she's not Brisbane, she's on the New South Wales North Coast, I think it is, but obviously Brisbane's closer to that than Townsville. He has asked for a release, Jack, on compassionate grounds. Now, at the moment, the Cowboys need him because they've got some injuries themselves. I think he's actually playing tomorrow night, from memory, off the bench against the, against the Broncos. So it's sort of an intriguing subplot to this game. But yeah, the Broncos, look, there's nothing officially in place yet, but the Broncos are interested in if Jack Kaczewski can get a release. They've obviously got some injuries problems at the moment. Pierre Cora, Payne Haas, it's really tested their depth, and they're looking, they have a lot of money spare. Obviously, they've made some big signings as well. So they don't have a lot of money in their kit bag to play with, but Jack's obviously not on huge money up there in Townsville. He wants to come back to Southeast Queensland to be closer to his mum. And as I said, I think, again, this is one that might play out after this game's over. Obviously, he's got to focus on this game. Cowboys got to focus on this game. After the game's over, I think we'll get down to brass tacks and I'll try and work out a situation where maybe Jack can get that release, and the Broncos would look at picking him up then. I mean, the Cowboys need him at the moment because Hill and Lukey's out, and they've got some injuries as well. So, again, this is one of those ones that I reckon can play out next week.
Now, Reedy, Lachie Galvin was an Eels fan as a kid. He spent a couple of years in their juniors, and now he goes up against good mate Blaze Talangi.
I spoke to his old man today, actually, cracking bloke, James Galvin. The whole family are Parramatta fans. His dad's a Parramatta fan. His grandfather's a Parramatta fan. They grew up worshipping Parramatta. His dad actually went to the 81 and 82 grand finals.
Oh, wow.
So he is a dead set Parramatta fan, and Lachie was as well growing up, but he started in the West system, but then he moved to Parramatta for about 4 or 5 years, and he sort of hit a roadblock there. You know, the club basically, I think they couldn't really find a spot for him in, I can't remember if it was Harold Matthews or one of those younger age teams, and he disappeared, played a local footy for the rest of the year after that, and then got a Guernsey at the West Tigers, and look at how it's going now. And what's really intriguing as well is Blaze Talangi, the two of them played football with and against each other from the age of 10, and they're actually going to be opposite each other on Monday. So it's really intriguing contest. It's going to be an emotional time for the Galvin family, given their, well, they're not divided loyalties anymore. They're West Tigers fans now. But, yeah, it's going to be a pretty special day for the Galvin family, and he's been one of the real finds of the season so far and an early favourite for Dally M Rookie of the Year. So he's flying like a Galvin.
Mate, really good story that. Mate, let me ask you about Jason Saab, the speed demon. He done his hamstring, early in the season, over in Vegas. Obviously, when you were over there with him. He looked like he's coming back a bit early, eh?
I couldn't keep up with him, brother. He's too fast for me. Look, the early suggestions were he'd missed 2 months from now, saying he'd be back in round 7. I think they play the Titans in round 7. Wow. Desi Hasler up against Desi. So it looks as though he might come back a little early to know the hamstring problem, which is good news, obviously, for Manly, because, you know, when you've got Jason Saab at the end of that back line, you've got some real speed. Well, I've got speed anyway, haven't they? But he makes them even quicker. So good news there for Jason Saab.
Have a great weekend, mate, and enjoy the five days of footy.
Yeah, doing a double, doing the Friday and Monday, the Good Friday and Easter Monday game, so I'm pumped.
Wonderful, Reedy.
Double invoice up, mate. Always a good weekend, brother.
Like your mate Woodsy.
Guffy, always, you know. You know how it works.
Bloody oath.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M. Triple M footy lives on Listener. Thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.